Page 42. Gifted and different. How parents can support and nurture their out-of-the-ordinary child. Karen Holloman was raising three boys, and her youngest, Rob, was proving to be different. He spent a lot of time in the headmaster's office, she recalls. In nursery school, his teacher stopped me one day and said, "We have a new rule. When Rob comes into the classroom, he has to be Rob. He can't be anyone else." He was called disruptive and difficult and lots of other words for doesn't fit in until, finally, in second grade, his teacher suggested having his IQ tested. He scored 164. A score of 131 to 145 is generally considered highly gifted. His teacher said, "Do you know what you have?" says Holloman. "This child is extraordinary." Gifted does not mean easy. Parents of such extraordinary children know the gifted label can mean a number of things, but it rarely means life will be easy for their child. Even school, which would seem like a natural place for a gifted child to excel, can be fraught with challenges. Often these kids are struggling in school because they're not interested in learning about things they already know or the repetition and rote memorization required of so many other kids in their class, says Liz Perlstein, founder of a consulting service that helps families find the right school for their gifted children. Gifted parenting. Parents can ease the way, experts say, but it requires some unconventional thinking. Teachers often respond to a child's boredom or speedy completion of assignments with more worksheets, more chapters, more of what didn't hold the child's interest the first time around, Perlstein says. Parents should resist falling into the same trap. What these kids don't need is more work, she says. What they do need is parents who recognize and respect what they're interested in and encourage those interests. Fostering fascination. Perlstein counseled one family whose son was fascinated by train routes. There are all kinds of things the parents could do to foster that kind of interest, she says. Taking him on rail trips to different parts of the country, helping him learn the physics of trains, reading the history of trains, learning about bullet trains in other countries, and the politics and culture surrounding trains, and how in Europe they can go across borders. Suddenly, you're learning reading, writing, history, geography, science, politics, and culture, all through his area of interest, she says. You push their knowledge to its limits because you're encouraging them to do what's interesting to them. You're also taking responsibility for your child's learning rather than expecting the school to accommodate his unique needs. School response. In some cases, a school that treats its gifted students as similarly as possible to all students is itself a gift, says child and family psychotherapist Fran Walfish. The social stigma is lessened, of course. Sometimes schools teach these kids to be super, super geniuses, but beyond being endowed cognitively and academically, they're socially awkward and limited, Walfish says. You want your child to learn how to interact in the mainstream. And you also want them to learn mainstream life lessons. Sometimes kids get the message when they're labeled gifted and sent to special classes that things will come easily to them, and they'll certainly make it into whatever college they want, Walfish says. Gifted kids need to be prepared to deal with disappointment, too. Finding non-school teachers, piano, karate, and other adults or older kids for your child to bond with can also be very beneficial. According to Perlstein, mixed-age activities, where they have the opportunity to meet older kids and adults that motivate them, can be really important. Vocabulary focus. Fraught. Rote. Unconventional. Fascinated. Stigma. Endowed.
This ends the reading for Advanced Studio Classroom, February 2013.